This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. David Lowery has been busy in the last few years. In addition to fronting the two rock bands he founded in the 90s, Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven, he now is a full professor at the University of Georgia. He teaches music business. GLT's John Norton caught up with Lowery at his home in Athens, Georgia, to talk about his busy schedule, which includes a stop at the Castle Theater in Bloomington Sunday night. He says his busy schedule isn't as difficult as you might think.
I teach Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then I basically leave town and I do my music stuff and catch up on grading homework and make lectures and stuff like that when we're flying or driving. I forget who said it was, Elvis Costello or somebody who said, I play for free, pay me to travel. That's actually true. I mean, playing a show, a 90-minute show or a two-hour show, that's probably, you know, the smallest part of your day. You're often traveling or setting up or doing interviews or doing other things. Neither are really that difficult. And I don't teach in the summer, so I play in the summer. You know what I mean? I just kind of work around the two.
That's the mid-90s hit from Cracker. It's called Low. Band founder and frontman David Lowery joins us from his home in Athens, Georgia, where he's a full professor at the University of Georgia, and he teaches music business. He says he picked up his doctorate in education last year as well. Lowery says his professorship and picking up his doctorate in education last year came from being asked to give some guest lectures at various schools.
And then a class came open at University of Georgia, where I've worked with the director before, and he asked me if I'd teach that. So I taught one class. It was cool. And then the next year, they were like, hey, do you want to do this full time? And I was looking at my schedule. I was like, actually, I could do that. So I used my position as an instructor at University of Georgia to write a dissertation and get a doctorate. That costs money to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
To go to school for a doctorate. But if you're a professor there, you can take certain classes and do certain things like that. So I got a doctorate and wrote it mostly when I was on the road in the summer.
Did this all come out of then when you were really starting to become known nationally for your critique of, well, sort of the music business, I guess, would be the streaming part of the industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of the digital side of the business. Yeah, I mean, there's these ridiculous, antiquated federal consent decrees, and then for whatever reason the federal government sets the prices for which songwriters are compensated in the digital realm. I think they did that thinking they were jump-starting the business, but now of course we're stuck with this structure. That basically started because I learned a lot more about copyright law and how the antitrust governance works and how that's really actually manipulated by the monopolies to underpay songwriters. I wrote about that. I testified to Congress. I did research, you know, on various platforms and such like that. So I had the knowledge just from having, like, run the business side of both my bands for, like, 30-something years. And, you know, I just sort of got a little better at it.
Yeah, we ain't got no government loans. No one sends a check from home. We get this. We just do what we wanna. So let's get on this. Get on with it. If you wanna change world, shut your mouth.
Get Off This is another 90s hit song for the band Cracker. Our guest is the band's founder and frontman, David Lowery, who has very pointed things to say about the business side of music. He even initiated a class action lawsuit against streaming giant Spotify that was to resolve claims that it published music without paying proper royalties to songwriters. Spotify has agreed to pay $43.45 million, though his name is no longer listed on the lawsuit. Another recent WGLT guest is music producer Steve Albini, who said earlier this year he understands the pointed critiques of the music business, but thinks the demise of major record companies has made for a much better environment for independent musicians. Lowery has another view. He believes the concentration of record companies gives them even more power.
Before, your gatekeepers were your major labels and stuff like that. Now, of course, you have the tyranny of choice, where if you look at most artists when they release stuff, because there is so much stuff out there now, you have to have publicists, promotion companies, record labels, somebody behind you promoting your stuff.